This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
McCaffrey is a really good hire for Penn.
Excellent hire.
Really, really, really smart hire by the Quakers.
Now he just needs players.
Yeah, he does. So, first off, a bunch of us in here know his brother, Jack McCaffrey. He's been
a great
reporter in the area for, decades. And Jack's a great guy. And Fran McCaffrey had a really good run. Really good run in Iowa. So I think that's an outstanding hire for Penn.
Maybe we'll get Caitlin Clark to some games.
Right.
She dates his son,
The connection out there. That's exactly right. All right, good morning to you. So let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day, which are all brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. We got three different polls. You can spring into adventure in a new Armin Chevrolet. Available 2.9% financing for up to 72 months. On new Silverados, together let's drive to ArminChevy.com. Let's start with the Tortorella poll question. The question is, do you want Tortorella to be the Flyers head coach next season? Yes or no? Now, before we give you the results, James, let's play the audio one more time of something Tort said after last night's game, which is the Flyers' 11th loss in the last 12 games. Remember, they've been outscored 51-21 in their last 12 games in regulation. I mean, that's hard to do, man. They've given up 14 goals in the last two games. Now, obviously, a lot of talent got stripped away at the trade deadline, and I'm sure that affected not only the talent on the ice, but the morale. I'm not ignoring that. But I would appreciate a little bit of competing, which they have not done for a while now. Here's Tortorella after the game last night.
It's my job to prepare this team in this type of situation. Haven't done a good enough job past couple of games.
These last two games, are you sensing frustration setting in? Maybe it's a cumulative effect from last week playing well and not getting results?
Well, when you're in this type of situation and you're losing all the time and there's nothing at the end of the tunnel for you, there's certainly going to be some frustration. But this falls on me. I'm not really interested in learning how to coach this type of season where we're at right now. But I have to do a better job. So this falls on me, getting the team prepared to play the proper way until we get to the end.
All right. There's a lot in there I don't like.
Not really into learning how to coach this type of team, this type of season. If I'm a player in that locker room, I'm saying, wait, what kind of team, what kind of season are we talking about? How are you labeling me? Now,
actually stink. But the problem is
incapable.
Yeah, I mean they actually are sort of incapable. However,
you can't say that.
You can't think that, and you can't say it
of this group, right?
Yeah.
This cannot be a message that is filtered down to this group in any way.
Yeah, I don't like it. I really don't.
But it also doesn't make any sense because haven't they been in a similar situation the last at least last season? probably the last couple seasons with Tortorella. So he has coached a bit. It's not like he's used to coaching a talented team.
And they're not going to be an incredible team next year.
Right.
I mean, it's
right.
This
so
is what you
knew.
You signed up for the rebuild, bud. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, you did.
It's weird.
It's like it's worn so thin he can't remember that he signed up for the rebuild.
Let me tell you something, John. No one dealt with losing better than Mr. Brett Brown.
Yeah, this is true. That man,
expert loser.
I think at the end it finally beat him down. Like, by the end he was here, but my God, was he positive. Goodness.
It was unbelievable. All right, John, what percentage of people want Torts out?
80.
71%. Look, there is something to be said for he doesn't have players, and there's a lot of truth to that. Terry Francona obviously turned into a really good manager. Maybe he actually was in the late 90s. He didn't have good players. You can't win without players.
He said Mulligan.
I know he did.
I hated that.
I hated that, too. All right. And I also hated that he sat Scott Rolen on Scott Rolen Day.
That was one of the more ridiculous things a coach has ever managed.
Come on.
Ever done.
All right. Next poll question. Phil's over-under. Now, we'll get to our official predictions tomorrow individually. Matter of fact, let's get Devin's prediction right now.
Oh.
Because, Devin, you won't be here tomorrow on opening day.
No.
Over-under is 91.5 wins. Are you going over or under?
I'm going to go over. I mean, this is still a good baseball team, a great baseball team. I think they can win 92 or more games.
Okay. Ruben, you won't be with us tomorrow either. What's your number for this Philly season, Rube?
93. Great. Oh. It was a great year.
Look
93,
at you.
93 for 93.
Last year was what, 95?
It was a great year, 1993.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, 95 was a great year in the first 2 months when they got off to had the lead in the division and then didn't. No, 93 was the year, obviously. So, all right. So, John, a lot of people voted here. Over or under 91.5, how do you think they came in?
Man, I think people are down on this team, even though they shouldn't be, because we haven't seen what they've got for us yet. I'm going to say it's close to 50-50.
It is.
54% don't believe.
Other way around. 53% over. You're very close. You're very close. Still pretty good stab.
Yeah.
All right, final poll question. Should I wear the full Phillies uniform for the home opener on Monday?
As
Seltzer.
Opposed to just the pants?
Well, as opposed to nothing. So, James, we've gone back and forth, you know, a little bit in the offseason on this. Like, there's the move away from stuff of the last couple of years, wash away bad taste. There's do what we do.
Bad taste.
Yeah.
Double entendre.
Yeah, sure.
Well,
yeah.
James, where do you fall on? Then there's the theory that I should wear it if they get off to a good start, you know, this weekend. James, just gut feeling as of right now, should I wear it to the stadium, in the stadium?
You wear it well, though, Joe. You
Thank
wear
you.
It
okay.
better
he
than Devin.
He
you wear
what?
It so much better
Thank
than
you.
Devin.
Why are we...
Thank you.
What?
Yeah, it's true,
understand.
Though.
I appreciate
I'm just
that.
Stating the truth.
I appreciate
Why
that.
Why am I getting...
Shrapnel.
I don't understand.
Because it's the truth, Devin.
Although I got to give Devin credit for something last year. Devin took it to extra innings last year because when the game ended, we went to the bar, and Devin still had it on in the bar.
Oh, I
so
sure
So she
did.
Was nine innings plus.
I was
never seen your uni.
Well, which that's a power move by you. Good job.
Can
she
I
did
also
a better
just remind
job
everyone,
than you
I
did.
I had to wear it last year as a punishment. It was because I was late to the morning
show. Yeah, it's because it was your fault.
Like, it's not like
well,
I was begging to
over.
Wear the uniform.
Yeah, you got pulled over by the cop. That's
oh,
your
really?
Fault.
I didn't know this story.
Oh, yeah. That's why she had to wear
and
the uniform opening day.
Why am I missing these things?
I so paid risque. The penance for it, but I'm not, like, arguing
so
with you.
So you're saying you don't deserve... She's saying she doesn't deserve the punishment this year. So are you saying that you wouldn't even wear it if you were asked to wear it?
Why would I be asked to wear it? I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, I'm taking it back anyway.
Wow. I guess so.
That thing says the camera. It doesn't say Caney.
That's true.
I think we should make That's someone true. Else wear it. Like, make Spike Eskin wear it or something.
Can I just say this? I think
Jack
you should. I think
it.
You should wear your full uniform unless you wear it the first time I saw
Wait
you
a
with
second.
Your lower half.
Oh, wouldn't it be an awesome punishment for Jack to have to wear
yes.
your camera
oh.
uniform?
Yes.
If you
oh,
I like him.
That.
All playoff
yes.
games?
Maybe.
All playoff
incredible.
Games.
Holy
yes.
cow.
This, playoff
this
games.
Has to be the punishment.
Well, there has to be a punishment for Joe when he loses, too, because, I mean, you're talking about a punishment that's never oh, yeah. going to happen, so True. It's like, who cares?
Well,
you know.
Right.
So this is
right.
the part I get a little squirrely on.
Oh,
I,
yeah.
Goose and Gander?
Really?
Goose
oh,
and
Jack
gander.
Can get punished, but you can? Is that what it is? Good
goose,
to know.
Goose and Gander.
Goose and Gander.
I'm writing this down. Jack, where's my uni punishment? All right. James,
Goose, and your nickname, Goose, also.
Yeah, well, you know what happens to Goose.
Goose
he gets and he gets Gander. Killed by his best friend.
He does.
Well, not really by his best friend.
But eject, yeah. man.
Eject! Eject! All right, I'm not going to say the other word because there's a little curse in there. Seltzer, do you think I should wear the uniform?
I would say no. No.
Wow. Wow.
It's time to get serious, cow. Jeff. It's time to get serious. You know? We're trying to win a World Series.
They've
not goof
gone
around.
Very far when I wore it.
Have they won the World Series when you've worn it? That's my question.
I'm in the Bryce Harper category. I'm in the it's not my Harper, Wheeler, and DeCamera.
It's not the your only, fault. I think
the only three people, it's not their fault.
The only thing you should not wear is his cleats.
That's really
rough.
I think maybe this uniform has evolved into strictly punishment. Material like this is only for a punishment you will be
well
warned.
How do you think people voted, John? The question: should DeCamera wear his full Phillies uniform home opener on Monday? Yes or no?
I think people are resenting the uniform for its lack of success and how it ties into our Phillies failing. So I'm going to say 79% are against the uniform.
I was surprised by this result and encouraged for their support of 68% want me to wear it.
They just want you to look.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
So, oh my goodness. Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. Definitely it. That's 100%.
Maybe.
So they can make fun of you? Is that the reason?
Yes, Ruben. That's it.
Do you feel you look
suspect? I do look like a clown.
I look like a clown. Well,
the way you wear it is
another thing. Do you really believe that?
I don't
feel foolish because there have been times where I thought you were kind of proud.
Well, it's a little bit of both, but it's more, I feel like a dork. John, I feel like a
dork. You were a player.
No,
there have been times where it's like, you know, hey, sir.
Now I used to pull that
sign my early bat?
Early 2000s. I'd go around bars telling people I was David Akers. The women would swoon.
Are you serious?
If you tell people
you really did that,
oh, NFL kicker, yeah, 5'10"
David Akers,
5'10" guy, kicker, NFL kicker, multimillionaire.
David Akers could whoop you.
No, I'm joking.
David Akers is a jiu-jitsu guy.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen him lock big, huge guys down.
I didn't use that move. Of course, then there's the Brunson Patrick Ewing move. That's a whole nother can of worms. All right, let's go to the phones. I did have a friend, though. He used to go around saying he was like a closer or something. I'm like, all right, dude. All right, come on. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Ooh,
no, I don't know. I don't know if it worked or not. Let's go to the phones. Chris and King of Prussia. Chris, what's going on, my man?
What's going on, guys? What's going on?
Hi, Chris.
How are you, pal?
I'm doing good. I got some questions here about Bryce Harper.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm not a full-blown baseball guy. I only really got into it because of the Phillies and listening to you guys that much. But it don't seem to me like Bryce Harper is a top 10 player in Major League Baseball.
He is. Here's the only thing that hurts that claim a little bit, Chris. When he misses time, the accumulation of stats in a season might not accumulate to a top 10, you know, altogether. But do I think he is, when healthy, a top 10 player? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's an MVP candidate, Chris, and he plays that way still. I mean, he's been the MVP of this league. He could be the MVP anytime, as far as I can
tell.
Yeah,
he could do it again.
He could certainly do that.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, Chris, he's really good, man.
I understand he's good. But last year, he did have a few opportunities to bail the Phillies out, and he did not. I'm not saying he's a bad player. I just feel like we overhyped him maybe a little bit just because he's in Philadelphia. And then soon as, you know, it comes time for him to maybe get a little bit of criticism,
so, Chris, I actually think the exact opposite.
Good.
I think there's a lot of people under here under-hyping him.
Turner.
I really believe
deserves
that.
Trey Turner gets flack. I think maybe he deserves a little more of your ire, Chris. Trey Turner needs to come through. I think Bryce comes through and then some. Bryce has been a lot more clutch than he gets credit in, especially in the playoffs.
All right, Chris, I got to move, my man. We got to get to Time's Yours. Give me an adversary in a sports movie.
I got Tupac Birdie from Above the Rim.
Who'd he say?
Something above the rim.
Above the rim.
Above the rim. Okay. Hard to imagine above the rim is going to win. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
I have a trivia question. What adversary in a sports movie, the actor died on set a couple years later with an accident on set?
Oh.
Baseball movie from the 70s.
Oh,
Amaro, you should know this. Baseball movie.
Oh.
He's his son who died on set, too.
Brandon. Adversary in the Bad News Bears, Ruben. You remember the opposing coach? And then that actor died tragically on set at a different movie.
Fun trivia question.
I know.
What a way to end the show, Joe.
Ruben, this is your heyday, man. You were growing up.
Like Walter Matthau's?
No. Yeah, the opposing coach.
His opposing coach.
Remember the guy that comes out to the mound and takes his son off?
Yeah, I remember.
That guy.
Wow. Right.
He's a meanie.
He was a meanie.
He was a meanie. He was an adversary. We'll look up. It was something bad. All right, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Joe, you are the stationary warrior. Nobody does nothing like you. Yeesh, Time's Yours.
Tom from Abington getting that in twice today on the show.
Yeah, I can see Joe beating Fritz. If I squint really hard, Time's Yours.
Very nice. That's a good line, buddy.
Joe, you got the whole sell the team, sign its thing all wrong. Devin should always be the Time's Yours.
That's right. Good work.
That's funny.
That's a good call, yeah.
The excuse making for this Phillies team, and Bryce Harper in particular, has gone to astronomical levels.
Has he had Jimmy Rollins or Chase Utley batting in front of him?
No, because he handpicked all of his best buddies to come to Philly and get massive contracts, and they've all underperformed.
Well, some of them did.
I don't think he had that kind of thunder.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Don't listen to the naysayers, Hammer. We believe in you. They don't understand the strength it takes to squat over that bidet for hours. And let's not forget the fortitude to lift yourself out of that bathtub. Keep up the training.
Keep up the training. I'm hurt by that. All right, with that, Time's Yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let me tell this story quickly. So you might remember the name Roy Turner. He was the coach in the Bad News Bears. The name of the actor was Vic Morrow. He's making a movie in 1982. I'm reading right from Wikipedia. In the early morning hours of July 23rd, 82, Morrow and two child actors, blah, 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 filming a location in California. They were performing a scene for the Vietnam sequence in which the characters attempt to escape out of a deserted Vietnamese village from blah, 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 blah. A helicopter was hovering about 24 feet above them when a fireball from the special effect explosions reportedly caused damage to the helicopter rotor and caused the tail rotors to separate from the aircraft, causing the helicopter to plummet and crash on top of them.
Oh, so I didn't realize it was the same thing. I've heard about the helicopter death during a movie. I didn't realize it was the same one you're talking
that
about.
That is the coach in the Bad News Bears
team. I'm looking him up. Do you know he's also Jennifer Jason Leigh's dad?
No way.
I did not.
Really?
Jennifer Jason Leigh's dad. And there's some resemblance if you look at him. Yeah.
He died with a helicopter falling on him.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's Jennifer Jason Leigh's dad. How about that?
You got anything else that could top this really beautiful
connections.
Put a bow on this
Spider
story?
Rico was the original adversary in Rocky, and then he came back as the good guy in, like, Rocky 33, whatever that movie was. All right,
So he was definitely someone's friend.
He worked with Rock, Sly's buddy
he grew up with or something?
No, Rock wanted to bring, in the storyline, they wanted to bring
him. He's saying in real life the reason they brought him back.
I don't think so. But anyway, let's move on. We got to come up with a winning answer. Best character that was an adversary.
I think it's Shooter McGavin.
Yeah.
Okay, that's big. Yeah.
Did anybody say Mr. T?
No.
No.
Clubber never got sent.
What are we doing?
Okay, hold on. So here's what we got. We got Shooter. We got Johnny Lawrence.
That's a great one.
And we got John Kreese.
I think
it's Kreese or Shooter, but I'm voting Shooter.
I don't know about the Kreese thing.
Kreese is big, but I think Johnny
Lawrence is the guy that you think of. More than Kreese. Yes, Kreese, Johnny Lawrence, or McGavin.
Shooter.
Devin?
Shooter McGavin.
Ruben, is that it?
Shooter McGavin.
All right, Shooter it is. Rob, congratulations with the winning answer of Shooter McGavin, which is a great answer. Everyone, have a spectacular rest of the day. Phil's tomorrow. Joe and Hugh, they're up next.